We have been created to feel sympathy towards the unfortunate. Our eyes were made to drop a tear when we see a child dying. We have been created to appreciate the beauty of lovely weather, clean rivers, and flowers. This is who we are. This is what we should act upon. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be here today. The weather is beautiful, the event is lovely, and more importantly, the cause is critical. We come here today under the title, Our Water, Our Life. Allah has told us in the Holy Quran, we have made from water every living thing. Will they not then believe? Centuries later, science believes. It tells us that indeed, our water is our life. We take water for granted. Yes, we do. If we want to drink water, it takes us seconds to walk to a fridge, grab a cold bottle, and drink clean and healthy water. We drink water to live and enjoy. However, as we speak, people search for water to survive. Mothers watch their babies die of dehydration. Fathers commute for hours to find a clean sip of water for their children. There is no food, there is no life. Those people are not even searching for the water that is on your tables right now. All they want is to kill a little bit of their thirst with whatever they can find. What happens then? They die. They die of contaminated water. This is happening today in less fortunate parts of the world. And if we continue the same trends of water consumption, the challenge will escalate and command us. This is why today's event is important. Awareness is the first step towards conservation. Hayal Yahya, Iman al-Nasr, and Jawahir al-Uwaid have created an excellent campaign aimed at water conservation that addresses the global water crisis and inspires Arab homes to embrace this culture. BMG, with their Spirit of Initiative, agreed to launch their proposed campaign for 6 months and honor them in this noble event. For a minute, let us take a step back. Let us look at the water issue from the perspective of the overall environmental challenges we face. Those issues are controversial. There is enough research and data on both sides. Some say, we're doing well. We're utilizing technology to minimize damages on the environment. This is a normal cycle that will pass, and they have credible sources to support their claims. Others argue environmental degradation has never been worse. Global warming is evident, and pollution is outrageous. But this doesn't matter, does it? Should we continue exploiting resources and maximizing profits on the expense of the environment? This seems to be the approach nowadays. Unless you give me credible research and data, I will continue to exploit and deplete. This is sad. Why are we acting like this? Why has the beautiful human value, love for life, and consideration towards the environment fade away? Science and statistics aside, this is about humanity and morals. It's about conscience. We have been created to feel sympathy towards the unfortunate. Our eyes were made to drop a tear when we see a child dying. We have been created to appreciate the beauty of lovely weather, clean rivers, and flowers. This is who we are. This is what we should act upon. The good news is that water and the water issue will only be solved by individual action. Your water consumption matters. In fact, your environmental responsibility is all that matters. For once, it is us individuals who have the answer. It is us individuals who have the means to make a global impact. We do not have to wait for government or corporate action. We do not have to wait for anyone. Never underestimate what you can provide by taking this tiny step of shutting off water while you brush your teeth, or spending a little less time taking a shower. It is our responsibility, and only we can make a difference, a big difference. So ladies and gentlemen, take action and do not wait for credit. The beautiful feeling of being involved is worth it. The human value of doing good will soon pay off, and you will feel better from within and hopefully do more. Thank you for supporting the efforts of the Al-Waleed Foundation and BMG Foundation to encourage one vital value, our humanity, to maintain one vital resource, our water. After enjoying our wonderful afternoon, please leave with this one simple note. You can make a difference. And remember, everyone is capable and no one is immune. Now, to leave on a positive note, I can see the horses are warming up, and I hope you have a nice day and enjoy the match. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.